On to the Epping Forest seat in what is so far their worst local election losses in years. The Green Party and Liberal Democrats claim victories ahead of a general election expected this year. Former Lib Dem leader Tim Farron says they're making important gains.
The Liberal Democrats being strong in the next parliament is really important to what kind of culture, what kind of country we're going to be over the next decade. Looking at where those votes are piling up and where we are winning and winning vote shares across constituencies are in the very places we can win and return an MP later this year.
Kevin Spacey says he'll no longer be speechless, and he's denied new allegations of inappropriate behaviour from men who appear in a documentary released next week. The actor was found not guilty last year of 9 sexual offences alleged by 4 men. Police are investigating after a 70-year-old man went deaf in one ear after being robbed at a cash point in northwest London. The victim's money was stolen while he lay unconscious in Wembley. A burst water main in East Sussex has left around 31,000 properties without water. The issue in St Leonards-on-Sea and areas of Hastings could continue into tomorrow. In sport, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta is hoping Manchester City drop points in the Premier League title race. They'd go 4 clear at the top by beating Bournemouth this lunchtime.
In my heart and in my soul, this is what I'm hoping for, yes. You need others to draw points, and you are hoping for that to happen. And then you have to manage your emotion, because it doesn't matter what happens on that day. There's still a lot of games and points to play.
City face Wolves later, and Ipswich need a point against Huddersfield to move up on the final day of the Championship's regular season. And Aberdeen say interim head coach Peter Levens had successful emergency surgery. They face St Johnstone later in the Scottish Premiership. And that's the latest. I'm Amante Falkenstein.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are we? Welcome to Phoenix 98 FM. This is the weekend wind up.
throne, dancing in the midnight glow. I wanna hold you for a lifetime. All we know, these are familiar places. Maybe we're not just strangers, you and me. We were lovers in a bar side. All we
some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon, as I said, welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. Apologies for the voice, got a bad throat today. So lots and lots of drink this morning. Tea and coffee, of course. You try and make my voice a bit better. How you doing? Hope you've had a good week. Hope you're having a great weekend. Lovely bright day today, isn't it? Makes you feel good. We're loving that. Anyway, got a great show for you today, as I said. Loads of new music. Danny's Choice. He's picked a cracker today. Cover from another Take 5. Requests that are coming during the week and live today as well. So you can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Shout-outs, any birthdays, any celebrations, anything basically, or you just want to say hello, please do get in touch. Going to try and keep you company and keep you entertained till 3 o'clock this afternoon. So sit back, enjoy some great music and great chat. This next track from the new album, already coming at number one. This is a rather remarkable Dua Lipa in Training Season.
Oh, I Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I've been drinking absinthe. I just did the math, it ain't adding up. I've had enough of running around this board game. You can know your own name, I won't give it up. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid? Playing these games with you. If I told you I loved you, would you say that it's true? If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. I've been reading notes and I can't make sense of it. Ain't no conspiracy that can save me. Living in the moment feels good to me till it hurts, and I need somebody. Am I crazy? Playing these games with you. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. Take me as I am, I'm tired of dancing around the point. Sharpen me, it's jagged like the shape of glass, it steals my voice. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's if I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand. If I told you I loved you, would you say that it's if I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my 2 feet are in the sand.
by. We're getting paid and just get by. Sons of sons, bricks on bricks. What's broken, you don't try to fix. Down here, there ain't no whys and ifs. You don't pick up what you can't lift. I'm raising my head. Legendary. I know this town like the back of my hand. Every crack in the sidewalk tells me who I am. Living in love is the law of the land. These are our dreams, that's where we stand. Legendary. Who are you and who am I to think that we could ever fly?
FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. Roads are not looking too bad, but there are a couple of big problem areas. So if you're coming back into Essex from Kent on the Dartford Tunnel, there are two lanes closed in one of the tunnels, which essentially is the whole tunnel due to a accident in there. So traffic's being held all the way back to Junction 1A at the moment, so avoid that if at all possible. Also on the M25, usual problems. Brook Street roundabout as you come off the ongoing roadworks on the slip road are still in place, causing some issues. Normal weekend traffic around Wilson's Corner, the A128, and Herongate with their temporary roadworks still in place, causing some issues as well. So just be mindful of that. Now, London Underground, there's a park closure on the Circle, the District, the Metropolitan and the Northern Line, with minor delays on the Piccadilly Line and Waterloo and City Line. Services onto C2C into Fenchurch Street. There are engineering works happening over the weekend, so the Ockenden Line between Tilbury Town, Pitsea and Ockenden there is a rail replacement service that stops at Grays as well, so check CTC out if you are thinking of travelling, because you will be affected. Greater Anglia Network into Liverpool Street are showing okay at the moment, but do remember this week there is some industrial action as of Monday to next Saturday, which is affecting the C2C line and the Greater Anglia line on separate days, so make sure you check out those details, because you are thinking of travelling, you won't be able to use the service. This is the new single from Will Young. Brand new album, just announced a tour. This is brilliant, very 80s sounding. This is called Falling Deep.
Cause a commotion so easily. No praying or hoping can set me free.
Young there, Falling Deep, as I said, very 80s sounding. I can imagine that on something like, you know, the Karate Kid when he's training and there's that montage of kind of like all those sort of 80s films where they go from kind of like the underdog to the victor. You just see it, don't you? It screams that a big 80s blockbuster. But loving that, and if it's a sign of the new album, very much looking forward to it. I did see that Will has announced the tour this year, and he is playing Southend, and I tried to get tickets yesterday. They sold out very, very quickly, like ridiculously quickly, which is a shame, because he's a great live. I've seen him live before. He's fantastic. Now, this next track, I played it for the first time last week, and I had a couple of people message me this week to say how good it was, and yeah, it is. I'm going to play it again. I love this. So, Vanessa Williams. Do you remember Vanessa? Save the Best Till Last. And was it Mulan she was on or something? I think it was Mulan as well. And, yeah, and obviously she's got a very prestigious and kind of reputable career now as a serious actress, etc. But she's gone back to her pop roots and released this record, ripe old age of, I think it's 62. And this is a glorious song. And I wanted to play it again for you today. It's the most perfect pop song in the sun. This is called Legs.
Oh. doing much better things than trying to prove myself to you. Showtime was standing. If I gotta sing, you're gonna find me dancing too. So I made up my mind. When the world is unkind, I don't think about it. I just don't think about it. So here's what I do. I step in these shoes, and then I use these legs of mine. They say the legs are the last to go. I'ma keep dancing. I'm still putting on the show. I'ma keep dancing till I can't do it no more. I'll go where they take me. 'Cause the legs are the last thing, so I'ma keep dancing.
Unless it's with you, with you, with you, with you. dances with you.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Two mice fell into a bucket of cream. Here's two guys that fell into a radio station to talk about movies on Phoenix FM.
Please join me welcoming Mark to the studio once again for the Phoenix Film and DVD review. Hello.
Hi, Spencer. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. I'm fine. A little thing before we start. Obviously, at the end of last week, I'd said to you, we're going to review the new Fall Guy movie. And I said to you, based on, I think they did a movie. So looked it up. Couldn't see a movie, just basically the TV series. So I was wrong on that. I mean, somebody might tell me.
I did the same, and I was looking for the movie. Because I was thinking, now, I really liked The Fall Guy when it was on. I was thinking, I never knew there was a movie. Let's go and check it out. And I searched everywhere.
Yeah.
No reference to it at all.
Yeah, the thing, I don't know what it was. I got it in my head that there was a movie towards the end of it or something like that. But actually, I think it was just an elongated episode that I was talking about. But the thing was, when I'd looked it up, there was a date, just one date on IMDb. And I thought, well, that normally when they put a date, 1 year, it means a movie. Anyway, there isn't a movie, it just meant the TV series. So, slight miscarriage.
Listen, Mark, there was 1 week where we had to see a chink in your armour. You had to get...
That's
your encyclopedic brain gave away.
Yes, exactly. Well, there we go. So now we know. But I wanted to bring that up because obviously we are reviewing the new Fall Guy movie. And it is a big screen outing of the classic TV series from the 1980s. However, obviously now Lee Majors has now been replaced by Ryan Gosling. Why wouldn't you? I mean, listen, no disrespect to Lee Majors, good actor, but Ryan Gosling's a movie star. He's a natural talent in front of the camera.
Yeah, Lee Majors was never going to be, never going to be winning Oscars and stuff, let's be fair.
Exactly. And look, Lee Majors, I'm sure lots of people say, very handsome man. Ryan Gosling, very, very handsome man. So, you know, you can see why they've done that. But obviously, it's a new era as well. Now, Ryan Gosling is basically playing the same character, Colt Sievers, this stuntman. He's a down-and-out stuntman who must find the missing star of his girlfriend's blockbuster movie. So you can imagine, as with the TV series, lot of running and jumping and falling down going on. But the way Ryan Gosling does it is, it's so funny. It's just wonderfully deadpan. The great, you know, the way that he does this, and he does it effortlessly, is so entertaining. The great thing about this movie, beyond Gosling on his own, is actually the chemistry between Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Now, Emily Blunt plays the ex-girlfriend who's now a big-time movie director.
I was going to say this to you. I saw them interviewed yesterday on something, and I thought their chemistry was amazing in the interview.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. I've seen them interviewed a couple of times as well over the past week. Yeah, brilliant together. In this movie, they just bounce off each other so well. It's so much fun to watch. There's loads of jokes in there. There's loads of like little pot shots at each other as well. It's just really entertaining. The movie works really well when them two are on screen together, whether they're side by side or whether they're having an argument or whatever they're doing. It works so well. It really does. I mean, the film is entertaining in itself. You know, the action is really good. I mean, it's got to be because it's about the people who make the action in the movies anyway. So you've got to make a good movie about them. So there's loads of cool jumps and falls and fights and blasts. And there's even a scene where Colt Seavers is surfing through a city on a giant skip. I don't know who's thought this up, but it's so much fun. It's bonkers. It's done in a really fun way. I laughed so much at all the action, as in I was laughing with it. It knows it's funny. That's the thing. And it's not doing it.
It gets the joke, yeah.
It gets the joke. That's the thing, yeah. It's not doing it over the top. It's not laughing at the characters. It's laughing with the characters. That's the thing. So I think that's where the brilliance of this movie lies, actually. So not only does it have its own plot about a stuntman trying to find this missing lead actor while also trying to win back his ex-girlfriend, it's a movie about the movie-making business. So it's kind of like a full-on meta movie, and it does it so well because there's loads of jokes or interesting tidbits in here about the behind the scenes of movie making with stuntmen that are incorporated into the film itself, if you understand what I'm saying. So it's got loads of nerdy jokes that span decades and generations of movies. Like, there were jokes in here that I howled with laughter at, yet the two 20-somethings sat next to me did not get. But then it vice versa'd. And they were laughing at things I just didn't get at all. Like, there's some Taylor Swift jokes in here I didn't get at all. And, you know, I like Taylor Swift's music, but I didn't get the jokes. I like that about it. That's the thing. I like
it. Yeah, it covers for everyone, doesn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
It covers for everybody. And we don't see that working as much. Like, films try and do it and it doesn't really work 9 times out of 10, but it works here. I'm just so impressed with how it works across all generations, really. And the best bit for me, right? I'm talking about nerdy jokes. In the finale, I was sat there and I was thinking, it's getting a bit bloated. It's, you know, there's too much going on here, as in there's too much wording and whatever else. And this could have been, you know, could have been edited down to 10 minutes. We're at 20 minutes now. Well, Ryan Gosling's stuntman, Colt Seavers, actually explains to one of the other characters that he is being held hostage by, that the bad guy is using too much exposition and that audiences will find this bit boring. I mean, brilliant. That's so clever, because it's almost, it was like it was literally reading my mind as I was processing the story. So clever. So many levels. And I think a lot of people give it credit for that.
And do you think it's a mixture of obviously fantastic writing, but also good directing? And
yes, yeah, quite simply, everything worked together. Everybody was pulling in the right directions, whether the actors, the director, you know, the director, David Leitch, who made Bullet Train a couple of years ago, which was another fantastic action movie. And then the writers, it all just works. Everybody manages to get this huge juggernaut, which is a big blockbuster movie, pulling in the right direction, and everything works. And it's kind of like, it's a smart movie. It's a clever movie, as I said, but I don't think people will give it credit for it because they just think it's a fun blockbuster movie. It's got everything to it. That's the thing. And it's got, it just appeals to everybody. But, you know, I think most of all, it gives greater understanding to a lot of us as to what stunt people do and how they put their lives on the line to make movies and really aren't on screen officially. So they're doing all of this without real credit. Look, there's even a joke in this movie about how the Oscars don't recognise stars. No, that's perfect for me. That's a brilliant little pop shot at them, because men put their bodies on the line, and this is what...
Absolutely,
this,
yeah. We've lost without them, wouldn't
we? We couldn't make action movies without them. We couldn't make most movies without them, to be honest. And I think this movie is a love letter to them, and it's a wonderful love letter. I think, you know, look... We're now starting blockbuster season. We're starting it now. You know, we're talking about the beginning of May. It's going to run through till probably the end of September. So this is probably the first big blockbuster, summer fun blockbuster. It does it. It does it brilliantly. It is a big summer blockbuster while also keeping it very real in praising the work that these people do to make movies. I just loved this movie. I howled all the way through with laughter. The action is spectacular. This is a good start to the blockbuster season. And if this is the start of it, I'm looking forward to seeing what we've got next. Really,
yeah, trouble is, can it go any higher? That's the thing.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah, where does it go from here? Because this is a really good start. This is a really good start. Everybody will enjoy this movie.
Fantastic. I love glowing references of things, reviews like that, because it just makes you literally want to go out today and watch it, doesn't it? So thank you. Brilliant. Right, next cab off the rank, please.
So on DVD and Blu-ray now, we've got a film called The End We Start From. This is about a woman who tries to find her way home with her newborn baby while an environmental crisis submerges London in floodwaters. So, you know, post-apocalyptic movie here. Starring Jodie Comer, who I think is fast becoming a chameleon actor. I mean, yes, look, she was brilliant in Killing Eve. Okay, you know, that's the role that broke her out. Fantastic in that. However, away from Killing Eve, she's been making some really interesting film choices, and not safe film choices either. I'm sure she could have been, you know, in the new Mission Impossible movie, or, you know, any number of Fast and the Furious movies or whatever else, and been paid hundreds of millions or whatever else it is. Instead, she's choosing interesting movies. And The End We Start From, not a huge movie at all, but it's a curious movie. It's a post-apocalyptic movie that is very much at the opposite end of the disaster movies, as in it isn't about the big things that have fallen or being burnt or submerged. This is a small road trip movie that has a disaster running in the background while a woman tries to find her way home. So it's essentially a drama about survival, but survival for one person and her baby. And, you know, the question is, how does she keep going? She wants to get back home and see her husband again, because they've been split up, basically. So she's got this hope. And that's what's keeping her going. Obviously, that and her newborn baby as well. And she realises she's got to be strong for the baby. And in order to keep him safe while she's dealing with all manner of hazards and complications. So it's a movie that's basically throwing obstacle after obstacle after obstacle at this woman. And she's got to keep moving through them, not only for her to survive, but also for her baby to survive, and also to hopefully see her husband at some point. So you're kind of constantly wishing that she makes it through. You're hoping she does. And it's, I think what impressed me most about this film is that it's all centered around females trying to survive. You know, usually with disaster movies, it's all about men. They're front and center. How are the men going to cope in this? What are they doing to stop all of this? However, this movie, it's all about how women pull together in very different ways and continue to push through struggles that face them. I mean, there's one scene in this movie where there are a group of women with new babies, and they're taking shelter in, I think it's a school room or a school's assembly hall or something. And suddenly one of the babies starts crying, and then that starts another one off, and another. And this in turn starts to anger those who don't have kids, who are trying to sleep, because everybody's trying to sleep. So this small group of mothers takes matters into their own hands to silence everything. It's not done violently. It's done very cleverly. And I think that the film in general is done very cleverly. You know, it's a story that we've seen many times before, post-apocalyptic, trying to survive, etc. But when you gender flip it, I think it plays out differently. And that's what you get here. You get these little things where you go, oh, that wouldn't have happened if it was male-centric. Oh, okay, how are these going to survive in this type of arena, I guess? It's something different to what we've previously seen. And that's what really piqued my interest, really caught me off guard, and I was quite fascinated by it all. And obviously Jodie Comer, you know, Jodie Comer's amazing in this film. There is a subtlety and a quietness to her performance, and it's very compelling here, because her fight to keep her and her newborn baby alive, you know, you can't take your eyes off her at any point, because you're unsure of what she's going to do. You're unsure of how she's going to react to things. So it may not be a performance in a blockbuster that is going to be talked about for years to come. You know, go, oh, Jodie Comer was amazing and that, etc. But I think this is a performance that a lot of people will talk about for a long time. When you talk about Jodie Comer, you know, chances are you're going to talk about Killing Eve. But then when you really dig into it and turn around and say, you know what, some of her best work is in The End We Start From. And I think probably to date, this is her best work. And she's done some great stuff. But I do think this is the best performance she's given to date.
Jodie Comer is one of those actresses where, for some reason, in my head, you think to yourself, well, she's come through the ranks of things like UK soap opera or UK drama, one of those, you know, whereas she hasn't. She's just really literally, you know, built up her solid reputation by continuously appearing in brilliant things, and even things that maybe are slightly less impressive from a maybe a writing or a directing point of view, but she's just raised the game of it. You know, she's brought it up. I can't think of the name of the production, but she was in a play in London. It was a legal profession play. It was Witness for the Prosecution, I think it was called.
Okay.
And it was a one-hander. She just did it on her own, 2.5 hours. She was stunning. Oh, my word. What an actress.
So there we go. You know, she does it on screen. She's doing it on stage as well. I mean, this is why I'm saying, you know, she's a chameleon actor. And I think at some point she is going to be, she's going to be leading a blockbuster. As I said, this is not a blockbuster at all, but I still think this is her best performance to date. It's absolutely brilliant. In what is, I think, a great yet subdued disaster movie. I know that kind of sounds weird, but that's how this movie is. It's a subdued disaster movie we keep saying this, with one heck of a performance from Jodie Comer. She is the glue for everything in this movie.
Well, that's the mistake that some disaster movies make, isn't it? Because they think it's all continuous kind of explosions and running and kind of, you know, life on the line moments. Whereas reality, if God forbid, if any of these scenarios were ever to happen, it would be a really different. People would just be kind of, you know, sort of subservient and trying to get on with it and get their way through it, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, this one feels much more. It's weird to say this. This one feels much more real in terms of disaster movies than, you know, anything else, than, you know, 2012 or, you know, The Day Tomorrow or anything else. More real. I'm really happy with this. You know, The End We Start From, it's on DVD and Blu-ray now, and it's highly recommended.
Fantastic. Another great recommendation. Thank you. So, thanks very much. I really appreciate it. Anything lined up for next week yet?
So, next week, we are going to be talking about a new Planet of the Apes movie. This one's called Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, and it sort of follows on from the... Remember there was a trilogy of movies probably about 10 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
So this one follows on from that. It's called Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. We're going to review that. And then we're also going to review a movie called La Chimera, which is a story about archaeologists and them selling artifacts black market. It's got Josh O'Connor, who I believe is very hot property at the moment. Here's another person who I'm suddenly learning is very hot property in the movie world.
Yes, he is, actually. I don't know Josh O'Connor, but I know Josh O'Connor.
So we're going to review La Chimera. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we're going to review the new Mads Mikkelsen movie, which is wonderful movie called The Promised Land, all about a man who is gifted a barren wasteland and he believes he can grow crops on it.
Marvellous. Something for everybody there. Love that. Love it. Okay, well, listen, thanks for today. Really appreciate it. And have a great weekend. And I will see you next week.
I will do. You too.
Take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess that I didn't realize it wasn't easy on you. And now I'm still caught in a contract. I got a call on my WhatsApp. It wasn't no one I knew. I'm wire bound, I'm wire bound. And now there's no one around. Only dragging me down. Baby, I remember we had something. I remember it was easy. I remember it was new. Lately, I've been leaning out my window. Tell me all the things I don't know. Tell me everything about you. Line. I guess I'm here for the long grind. I guess it's something to do. And now I'm still caught on the comeback. But I was given the wrong man. I followed something untrue. I'm wire bound, I'm wire bound.
Go to Fabulous Lucettas there with Wirebound, and they're going to be doing, I saw this week, they're going to be doing a live appearance HMV in Chelmsford in June. I'll put details of it on the station website and on my show page as well, so I'm going to go down and support them. Go down and check them out. They are a fantastic group, they really are. Anyway, head out towards the news. After the news, the weather, today's Danny's Choice, more great music, more of your messages, and more Phoenix FM. I'll see you then.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.